Romans 4:8. I'm going to read from the American Standard Version. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen. Thank you, Kristen. So, during this season of Christmas that has, I think, officially begun, since we're in December and the rainstorm has come. So, as we are in this season, it's time to think about gifts. I know some of you are like, no, do we have to think about gifts? Yes, we do. And I want us this morning to especially think about the gifts that God gives to us. And I know that you can list a lot of gifts that God has given you. But there are some gifts that we may sometimes overlook. And I want to kind of point out that gift. And that gift is God's call to us, or reminder to us, to be positive. So we live in America, one of the most affluent countries in the world, if not the most. We use up 25% of the world's resources. We literally have everything. And yet, at least one out of five people in our country have a diagnosed mental illness. Disorders like anxiety, depression, insomnia, and chronic worry. We may not get diagnosed with a mental illness, but many of us, a third of Americans, say they are dissatisfied with their lives. A third. One out of three. That's a lot. At least one out of five in our country, we just read that, right? Have a diagnosed mental illness, and many more suffer from anxiety, insomnia, chronic worry, and depression. At the heart of many of our mental disorders lies the root of fear and negativity. Many live lives that are shackled with voices that are silenced and the purpose of God for putting us on this earth forever thwarted. We have all gone through experiences that cause us to have disabling emotions and thoughts. We are all tempted to give in to fear and negativity. And let me just pause right there to say that this morning, I am not saying that there isn't a time to, you know, point things out and to speak truth. And I'm not saying this morning, what I'm not saying is that there are instances, there are situations in life where we do need medication to help us. And so what I'm talking about this morning is in a general normal situation, okay? I'm not talking about the exceptions this morning. So 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power." Let's say that part together. "But of power and of love and of a sound mind." That is the gift. That is the gift that God gives to us. I want us to focus on that sound mind. That's an interesting phrase, right? sound mind, that the Bible talks about sound mind. You know, if you could and I could always think correctly, you know, it would be, our world would be such a different world. And thinking correctly, you may think that's not a hard thing to do. But a lot of times we think wrong. Our mind is not sound. And so, you know, our emotions are out of whack. You know, all these things happen in us. And there are powers and forces that we have to deal with. And so God says, you know, I've come, and my gift to you, one of my gifts, is a sound mind. So it's easy. Is this true? Easy to get stuck in negativity. Yeah? Why is that? Okay, my brother, I shouldn't talk about my brother. Anyway, my poor brother. I have four brothers. My brother Eric, I feel for him. I really do. I pray for him every day. But he's stuck. He's stuck in fear and negativity. And so he can't function in life. And he's taken medication and all that. But he's always afraid that people are out to get him. The world is negative. You know, he's just, everything's against him. He can't, and so he just can't function. And that, it's sad. Life itself is depressing. This is why it's easy to get negative, because life itself is depressing. It really is, if you think about it, in some ways. And so this is what one person said. I think it's kind of humorous, but anyway, he said, life is a sexually transmitted disease that leads to death. You know, I mean, there's truth in that, right? I mean, that's a really negative way to look at life. But it's you could. I mean, in another person put it as the world is like the Titanic ship that is slowly sinking. And in this scenario, no one survives. You know, we're all kind of on this. And so it is easy to get stuck in negativity. And a lot of people do. And, you know, like, but you know what the odds are of being born? It's 1 in 400 trillion. So the last lotto, I think, that we had, which was 1.5 billion, I think the odds were 1 in a trillion. Maybe. I think that's what it was. I may be mistaken. Anybody remember? But anyway, but this being born is an even greater odds. It's 1 in 400 trillion. And so to be born is an incredible privilege. And it comes, there's a purpose for it. There's meaning in it. But it's easy to lose sight of that. And another reason is because we have sinful nature. And the Bible says that sinful nature makes us negative. It just has that way of pulling us down, and misery loves company, you know. So if you allow your emotions to have its own way, you're just gonna get negative and negative upon negative. And so what I often say is that God is truly just trying to save us from ourselves, right? Because we will self-destruct. Number three, because we actually do have an enemy who's always whispering negative things in your ear. That's another reason, you know, the devil's right there. When you get negative, he's right there to encourage you to be more negative. So we have all these things that make it easy to get negative and stuck. And here's the last thing, religion. Religion has a tendency to get negative. you know, to point out people's mistakes, right? Like, religion has been used in a wrong way. So it's like, you know, you're going to burn in hell because you're not doing so. It's a very, it has been a negative kind of a thing. And people use religion in a negative way. And here's what Ellen White has to say about that. Ministry of Healing 492, the very act of looking for evil in others develops evil in those who look. I think that's a powerful statement. The more evil you look for, the more evil you will find in yourself. And also, I mean, generally speaking, you know, I've seen people, religious people, Christian people who have focused their whole life on negative things. You know, whether it's one conspiracy after there's a, you know, one thing after another, they're just focused on all the things that are going wrong, and man, you know, they develop a very negative vibe in their lives. And even if you're, even if it's like prophecy, if your whole focus in life is just prophecy and how terrible things are going to be, that could also have a negative effect. So in the Bible, is there negativity? Yeah, there is. There is. If you look in the Bible, there's just negative things happening in the Bible. Why? Because the Bible in general is trying to say, is trying to show that with God, it's going to be positive. But without God, it's going to be negative. So the Bible shows both, where, you know, it shows scenarios where it's godless or turning away from God, and then the result is negative, and vice versa. So there is negativity, but it's in the context of whether you have God in your life or not. Les Mis, I must confess, this is one of the plays that I really like, and I don't know if you guys ever seen it or not, but in this, the only reason I bring this up is because in this story, there is a police named Javert, and there is a priest as well. I don't know what his name is, but anyway, there's a priest, and the police, throughout the whole story, all the police wants to do, this Javert person, all he wants to do is put Jean Valjean back in jail. That's his whole focus in life, to just hold on to this, what he has done wrong, and make him pay for it. That's his whole thing in life. And the priest, his whole thing is how to help Jean Valjean live a positive life, a productive, restored life. That's his focus. And it's a very, I mean, yeah, there are things in there that are whatever, but those two things, this is why I like this play so much, but that is often can be the thing in life where our focus could be all about pointing out wrong and making people pay for the wrong they do, or it could be about how to help them, how to help them live a better life. Okay, so the Bible says, "Fight the good fight of faith," I emphasize good, fight the good fight of faith, because the gospel is good news. Don't make the gospel negative; it's good news, it's positive. So you may say, you know, let me see what's coming up here. All right, so let me before I get to that, let me just read a few passages that are well known. We just read this one, and then here's Philippians 4:8. It says, "Finally, brothers," we just read this morning. "Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, praiseworthy, think about these things." Paul says, "That's." Let me just say that as I'm reading this, the reason I'm showing these passages is because positivity is not just a preference. like my last sermon, I'm telling you, positivity, being positive, is a Christian virtue. It's like love. When God says, love one another, it's the same thing. God says, be positive. Okay? So it's a Christian virtue. It's not a choice we have like, oh, I could love, I could not love, you know. No, God wants us because to be positive because the gospel is positive for the most part. So the plans I have for you, declare, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Matthew 14:27, Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. He's turning a negative into a positive. So, maybe this morning you're saying to yourself, there's not much in my life I want to be thankful for. I mean, I've met people where they're like, I don't know, my life is just all messed up. I don't want to give thanks for whatever. That may be your attitude or whatever, someone you know. I want us to see a video this morning. I discovered this one very recently, but this video is actually about a situation in Korea, and let me just say before we see this video that Korea is kind of interesting. It's my mother country, but Korea, on one hand, is all about respecting your elders. But on the other hand, Korea is one of the worst when it comes to how they treat the elderly as a country. A lot of elderly, as this video will show, a lot of elderly people in Korea are living in poverty. But anyway, are we ready for it? Okay, here it goes. Here's a video about being grateful in whatever situation.
Hey everybody, it's Stephen from Asian Boss. South Korea is supposed to be one of the most developed, technologically advanced countries in the world. But did you know that South Korea also has the highest elderly poverty rate among OECD countries? According to a 2016 OECD economic survey, almost half of the elderly population over the age of 65 in South Korea is living in poverty. The problem is, this is the side of Korea you almost never hear about from the local media. And at first, we didn't believe it ourselves until we saw it with our own eyes. For months, our team has been trying to interview senior citizens to highlight this social issue. But we quickly came to realize that pretty much no one wanted to talk to us in front of the camera for the fear of losing face and potential repercussions from the family and community. But after months of making calls and visiting places ourselves, we finally managed to get in touch with this old lady who agreed to talk to us about her situation. So today, we're actually going to go visit her to hear what she has to say and see if we can help her a little bit by donating some money. Let's see how we go. I think this is where it is.
Yeah.
예, 혹시 오늘
학생이요?
예, 예, 예.
네.
예.
그러셔.
예.
아, 저 내 손 좀 씻고.
예. 예.
우리 집 엄마 이단데. 그냥 아무래도 그러셔.
이렇게 오늘 저희 인터뷰에 응해 주셔서 정말 감사하고 지금 연세가 어떻게 되세요?
82.
그러면 지금 여기서 이렇게 혼자 사신 게 얼마나 되신 거예요?
한 5년 돼요, 5년.
자식분들한테 뭐 용돈이나 그런 거는 전혀 못 받으시는 거죠, 지금?
저들이 어렵던 게.
몇 명이나 되세요, 자식?
자식이? 많아요.
많아요? 다섯 명이요?
다섯 명인데 예. 직장이 없어, 지금.
다 직장이 없으세요?
우리 아들도, 둘째 아들도 지금 공부한다고 맨날 그러고 있고.
그러면 자식이 다섯 명이나 되는데 직접 이렇게 뭐 같이 모시고 사신다거나 그런 거는 없나요?
데이트가 오면 저녁에 불편해서.
혹시 거기에 대해서 서운하진 않으세요?
안 서운해.
일을 하고 계신가요?
네, 종이.
아, 종이 이렇게 쭉. 네,
종이 주워서 팔아.
그래서 하루에 몇 시간 정도 일을 하시나요?
아침에는 한 7시, 8시 나가, 7시, 보통 7시 나가서, 네. 밤에 한 10시, 9시, 10시.
그럼 아침에 7시부터
아침에,
밤 10시까지.
돈은 못 벌.
얼마나?
갖고 가면은 예. 2,000원.
하루에요?
응. 예. 한진 갖고 가면 2,000원. 10만원 조금 더 버는 것 같다. 예, 한 달에.
한 달에 10만원이요?
응, 10만원 더 버는 것 같다.
식사를 하실 때, 뭐, 밥값이나 뭐 쌀이나 아니면 뭐, 장을 봐서 음식을 해야 되잖아요. 근데 하루에 2,000원 벌어서 어떻게 식사를 하세요?
나는 반짝거 만들어 별로.
그냥 밥만 뭐, 드세요?
이제 고추장, 예. 된장을 주로 먹기 때문에 반짝거만 많이 안 들어.
아, 그래도 뭐 쌀값이라도 나가잖아요.
그래서 생활은 할 수 있어요. 조금. 예. 이게 좀 넉넉하든 부드지. 내가 이제 돈을 조금 버니까 넉넉하든 부디도 나는 짭짤한 뭐 간장에다 먹고 뭐 근데 뭐 돈이 없지. 돈이 없지.
그러면 이렇게 지금 어렵게 생활하신 지 얼마나 되신 거예요?
몇 년 돼요. 내가 나도 그냥 사고 나갖고 교통사고로 또 그때가 한 7년 될 거예요.
뭐 교통사고를 어떤 교통사고를 당하셨는데?
내가 이제 구르마로 대학가를 끊고 가는데 예. 그냥 분고차가 내 대학가를 받은 게 내가 저리 떨어졌어. 그때 7월에 장마질 때 갔더니 딴 차는 다 섰는데 근데 어떤 분고차가 그냥 내 대학가를 받아갖고 내가 저까지 떨어져 버렸어. 그래갖고 한 3년을 일을 못 했어 내가. 그리고 내 돈만 들어가고.
그때 뭐 보험 처리 그런 것도 하나도 안 하시고?
네, 안 했지. 내가 야 명함만 주는 걸 받을 것을 또 우리 아들, 우리 애들 귀찮게 한다고 내가 안 받고 그냥 왔더니 그 이튿날 일어나도 못 오고 이제 내 돈만 한 3년 동안 들어갔는데 이제 조금 돼서 지금.
혹시 정부에서 지금 이렇게 얼마 정도를?
정부에서 그거 노령연금
예.
그것만 주는 거야.
그게 아. 한 달에 얼마 정도 주나요?
20만원 더 줘. 20만원.
어떻게 보면 이제 유일하게 먹고 살 그 방법이 종이를 줍는 네. 건데 다른 어떻게 보면 노인분들이 계속 더 많이 죽기 때문에 이제는 줄 것도 없는 건가요?
예, 별로 없어. 그래갖고 우리 옆집 여자가 나 도와준다고 나 좀도 많이 주워놨더라고 해서 지금 여기다 쟁여놨지. 이 계단에다. 내일 팔러 가야 해요.
그럼 지금 이 종이 죽고 하는 일을 얼마나 더 앞으로 오래 하실 생각이세요? 몸이 안 따라줄 수도 있잖아요.
에이, 몸이 안 따라주면 못 되죠. 예,
그럼 그때는 어떻게 생활을 하시게요?
우리 애들이 도와주고 있지 뭐. 애들이.
혹시 겨울에 춥지는 않으세요?
내 지금 보일러가 고장나서
예.
전기장판 피고 살아. 전기장판.
그럼 전혀 뜨거운 물이 안 나오는 상태인가요 지금?
뜨거운 물 안 나오지. 불을 틀어야 뜨거운 물 나오지.
근데 한국은 또 겨울이 굉장히 춥잖아요. 그러면 겨울에는 뜨거운 물이 안 나오면 어떡해요?
아이 그래서 다 살아. 찬물로 살아.
겨울에 차가운 물로 쓰신다고요?
그런데 살아요.
지금 되게 긍정적이시고 많이 웃으시고 하는데 저희가 듣기로는 되게 생활이 어려우신 것 같거든요.
교회를 나가요 나는. 아니 나는 무엇을 생각하냐면 누워서 떠먹이고 이러시고 눕히고는 사람들 얼마나 감사한 거 몰라. 내가 허리 이렇게 굽었어도
혼자서 그런, 생활할 수 있다는
그런 마음을 먹고 그러니까 나는 참 감사해요. 하나님께 감사 감사.
혹시 괜찮으시다면 그 지금 모아놓은 종이 있잖아요.
네.
그거를 그 이제 고물상가에서 이제 저희가 같이 가서 그거를 할머니가 이렇게 일하시는 걸 좀 봐도 될까요?
응. 예. 그래.
그럼 지금 한번 가보 같이 가보실 수 있으세요?
그 몸, 집이?
몸 괜찮으세요?
그거?
예.
한번 가볼까? 좀 이따 가고 싶으면 여기다 박스 조금 띄고 가면 돼.
제가
아니야, 아니야.
제가 밀게요.
아니야. 내 허리야, 허리.
근데 괜찮으세요?
네. 여기서 아까 하려신 거.
아니. 괜찮습니다.
괜찮아요?
예. 지금 뭐 하시는 거예요?
여기다 실으려고.
이미 많이 있잖아요, 여기. 어? 이미 많이 있잖아요. 제가 한번 밀어볼게요, 제가. 한번 밀어보고 어떤 느낌이 어떤지. 근데 이렇게 지금 저희가 되게 오래 걸었잖아요. 이게 전혀 지금 가벼운 무게가 아닌데. 근데 지금 평소는 이것보다 훨씬 더 많다는 얘기잖아요.
오늘은 펴시라.
커머셜 브레이크. Sorry about that.
I think this is where it is. 이 박스 하나에 얼마 정도 받을 수 있나요?
키로에 60원.
키로에 60원이요?
네.
아, 예. 그럼 오늘 이거 가져온 건 몇 키로 정도 돼요?
키로. 예.
근데 이렇게 보통 그 노인분들께서 이렇게 더 많이 무겁게 들고 다니시나요?
네. 보통 어떤 분은 200키로씩 갖고 있는 사람이 있어요.
200키로요? 오늘 이게 받은 게 지금
1,700원인데 1,800원. 병원 터져 집이 들었던 거.
이 돈으로 지금 뭐 하실 수 있으세요 지금?
아, 제가 힘들어. 달걀도 사 먹고.
예.
반찬도 사고. 반찬 어쩌다 많이는 안 사. 반찬도 사.
그러면 지금 뭐 반찬 좀 사러 가실까요 그러면? 예.
예. 한번 가봐. 숙소 가다가.
예.
숙소에서가. 10만.
Okay, so that's $2, and this is like a dollar. So we're already over the limit. 아니. 이거. 괜찮.
네, 내가 사.
괜찮습니다. 제가 계산할게요, 그럼.
네, 내가 사게.
여기 아무도 안 드신가 보다. 병 가져왔는데.
저 권동. Was that about $8?
아니요.
내가 사야 하는데. 또 있어 어디 갈 때?
아니요. 예. 피곤하시죠?
아니요. 와, 커피 한 잔 내가 미리 줄게.
커피요? 예.
오늘 즐거웠어. 좋은 하루였어요.
이렇게 직접 체험해 볼 수 있어서 너무 좋았고요. 저희도 어떻게 보면 감사의 마음을 표시하고 싶어서 좀 선물을 준비했어요.
에이, 저놈이면 충분해.
그래서 저희가 선물을
저놈이 충분해. 네,
아이고. 좀 준비했거든요.
우선, 이거 너무나 네. 미안해서 어떻게 해야. 나는 그냥 점심 대접도 안 하고.
저희가 이제 100만 원을 준비했어요.
이거?
예.
큰 돈을 주셔. 예,
앞으로 생활하시는데 좀.
아이고 감사합니다. 너무나 고맙습니다. 아이고 이렇게 큰 돈을 주셔서.
우선
너무나 고마운데 어떡해요.
보일러 좀 하시고 그리고 또.
You know, I'm actually really inspired by her super positive, you know, energy and her outlook towards the situation. You know, we personally wanted to. Give you some money too.
네, 그냥 감사의 표시로.
네. 네. 에이, 그만해요. 아, 너무나 미안해서 네, 어떡해요.
이거는 저희에서 이제 100만 원을 또 준비했어요.
아이고.
네, 한번 세워보세요. 한번.
네. 아이고, 이렇게 큰 돈을 어떻게 주셔. 너무 고마워요. 아이고, 어떡해. 이런 고마운 양반들이 어디 가야 계셔. 아니 나 그냥 이렇게 하는 것만 해도 내가 겁나 기쁘게 생각했는데 이런 큰 돈 아이고
본인을 위해서 직접 쓰세요 이 돈을
고마워요 아무튼 네, 잘 쓸게 네.
Obviously for her $2,000 is a lot of money but it can only last for so long. The reality is she'll have to continue to work for more than 14 hours a day for the rest of her life until she passes. There are around 3 million seniors in Korea just like her that are living in poverty right now, and we think something has to be done about it. So we're working with the Korea Legacy Committee to raise $100,000 to fund non-profit organizations like Seoul Senior Welfare Center, which is the largest elderly care center in Seoul that feeds about 3,000 seniors a day. You can make a contribution by visiting the crowdfunding site in the description below, so please help out in any way you can. Thanks for watching, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Well, you thought I laughed a lot. It must be a Korean thing, right? I mean, she really laughs a lot in this video. Amazing. And she says it comes from God. So if you think you don't have anything to be thankful for in your life or be positive about, think again. Any life with God in it can be positive. I just want to just kind of wrap it up here with just a personal experience, just my personal experience in life. Not that I'm always positive, but I know that there was the point in my life where my life took a huge turn from negative to positive was when I was converted, when God came into my life and I was born again through the Spirit. Before then, I always had a cloud hanging over my head. I wasn't sure about the future. I was, you know, just things were dark. I was kind of depressed. I didn't even know it, but I was not confident about anything in life. And I always feared that I would suddenly die. I had this fear of death always looming over me. That was my life before God came and converted me. But afterwards, after I was converted, it was like night and day. I mean, suddenly, not that my life was perfect afterwards, but just the overall direction and the nature of my life changed. And I became positive, not because I tried to be positive, but because God was just so positive in my life. Whenever I communed with God and His Spirit, it would lift me up. Every time I was almost dipping, God would come and through His Spirit would lift me out constantly. And in God, God calls us to and wants us to. And His gift to us is the positive message. And I just want to say that as we get more towards the end of time, because I really do believe that we are living in the last days, that, you know, things are going to get crazy. Things are going to increasingly become more and more negative. And I just want you to make sure, just watch, so that you don't get swallowed up, caught up in the negativity. Yes, we do need to point out truth, like I said. You know, there is truth to be told. But don't just dwell on the negativity, okay, of things. But God wants us to bring into whatever situation we come to, He wants us to bring His message, ultimately, of hope, right? Of hope and of love and reconciliation. And that God can turn all things into good. He can bring good out of all things. So, I know we just watched the big long video, but as we close, I want us to see one more video. I know we're kind of late, but again, this is the power. This is a shorter video, but this is the power of positivity and of words, positive words, the power that it can have on a person's life. And this one, this again is a true story here. Something. Sometimes we can get caught up in just speaking truth, right? Just tell the truth, as Adventists like to say sometimes. But I really believe that God calls us to not just speak the truth, but speak the truth as it is in God, with His power. Of what can be. See, that's what faith is. Fighting the good fight of faith. What is that? That means you are not just going with the status quo, where you just take you just go with the negativity and no. By faith, fighting the good fight of faith, you see with God what can be. Amen. And that's what positivity is. And so in every part of our lives, to be salt and light of this world, God calls us to be like this mother. In all situations, just bring hope and bring the good news and the change that it will bring you as you look forward to this new year. If you're going to do anything this new year, I just want to encourage you, generally speaking, by God's help, let us be positive people. Spread positivity. Let's close today with our song, "Good Christians Now Rejoice." Together. Good Christians now rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give the heed
to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. All sinners before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Hey, Christ is born today. Good Christians now rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now we hear of endless bliss. Jesus Christ was born for this. He had opened a heavenly door, and we are blessed evermore. Christ is born for this. Christ is born for this. Good Christians now rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now we need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting home. Christ was born for save. Christ was born to save.
Gracious Lord, we are so thankful because on that cold night, dear God, when this world was so dark, full of darkness and negativity and fear, you broke through. You broke through with your light, and you were born into this world. And because of that, Lord, you have made all the difference in our lives. You have brought love and peace and goodness. You have brought healing. You have brought power, hope, dear God. Thank you for this incredible gift, this incredible message that you have given to us to share with the world. Let us go from this place, and with your help, dear God, this week, let us truly be positive, uplifting, salt and light in this world this week. Thank you, dear God. Help us to this end, we pray in your precious name. Amen. Amen.